Hello, everybody. Thanks for coming to my channel. Well, as yesterday was the United Nations Indigenous Peoples Day. So that's 9th of August. Anyway, and that was set up in 1994 in accordance with the United Nations Resolution 49214. Right. And the objective is to increase worldwide awareness of the rights of Indigenous people, which must be protected. Moreover, to recognize the tremendous contribution of Indigenous peoples and their attainments in the environmental and global issues, well, environmental protection and other spheres. Moreover, it's to enhance knowledge of traditional heritage, language, and healthcare systems amongst Indigenous communities, and so on. And there's a different theme each year. And indeed, the United Nations has a permanent forum on Indigenous issues. So and Indigenous peoples, they are people who were already living in whatever country before colonization. In many countries around the world, where this particularly pertains to the American continent, to Africa, and to parts of Asia, not so much to Europe. So colonization, I mean, it's a Greek word for settlement, when Greece with its stony soil, 80% mountainous, when they sailed around the Mediterranean settling elsewhere, you know, in Italy, in Spain, Monaco set up by them, place on the coast of France, obviously Asia Minor, so that's colonialism, but probably predates that. You know, we've had writing civilization in some parts of the world, like the Indus Valley or Persia, or Babylon, for 5,000 years. So colonialism is as old as history. And history can only exist when you have written documents. Presumably goes back before that as well. And who's original? How far back do you have to go? We get this idea that colonization begins in about 1492 with Christopher Columbus setting foot in the Bahamas, claiming in honor of their most Catholic majesties, the King and Queen of Spain. But really, anti-colonialism is to get whitey. And there definitely were and are evil whites. So I'm not the sort of white who says, I have to take the side of a white person in any dispute. No, I feel no solidarity about that. And so some white people were actually monstrous to non-white people for explicitly racialist reasons. But I think it's mainly about non-whites. And it's obviously debatable who's white, who's not. I mean, I don't really care. It doesn't really matter where the boundary is. And personally, I belong to two or more races. I'm very much a miscegnator myself. The people, sort of the Mesoamericans, the Native Americans, the First Nations people in Canada, those so people like Bantu people in Africa, or Khoisan people, or Pygmies. I don't think Pygmy is rude, but I could be wrong. The Cushitic races, the Nilotic races. Now, how about the Berbers, people in North Africa? Are they indigenous or not? Some of them would have sort of Phoenician or Greek ancestry. And obviously the Arabs came out of Arabia. Because you think of sort of Egypt, Libya, Tunisia, Algeria, these were all Christian countries, and now they're, you know, at least 90% Muslim, all of them. And so some of the Arabs have settled this. So they're of Ishmaelite stock, are they indigenous? Not, it's not clear to me. Like some Syrians and Lebanese will say they speak Arabic, that they're not Arabs. So it's not obvious at all who's indigenous and not. Presumably it wouldn't count to Turks, because obviously Asia Minor was Greek. But then again, those some of those Greeks would just be absorbed into the Turkish community and so forth. There's been so much movement around, so many waves of immigration and or invasion, it's very difficult to see who's indigenous or not. Now, it doesn't affect South Asia so much. Obviously, there was, you know, white settlement by the Portuguese, the French, the Danes, the British, even the Austrians. But we're not talking a significant number of people. You know, India was only about 0.1% white maximum. So it's not a statistically significant contribution there. Likewise, in China, it's just not very much. Anywhere in South Asia, or indeed Southeast Asia, the white immigrants were a very small minority. And okay, they have some descendants there who are usually not a full blood. Would it be like a quarter or an eighth of whatever? Maybe meet one Chinese woman who was one eighth Russian, or any had a Chinese pupil. This boy, he was a quarter ethnically German and so forth. But now in the Philippines, maybe more people of Spanish stock certainly tend to take Spanish surnames. But so people who were there in the Philippines before the Europeans came. You know, Australia is the clearest example. The Aboriginal people was about 4% of the population, and obviously quite often they're mixed with those of European ancestry. Likewise, in New Zealand, about 10% of people are Maori, and the rest are Paheka. I don't think that's rude, is it? People of European or indeed non-European, African, Asian immigrant stock. So these are autochthonous people. All right, they've got their contribution. Their culture should be recognised. Think about New Zealand calling it Aotearoa. I'm sorry if I mispronounce it. I don't object to that. You know what? I think it enriches things. I often like both languages. There's this habit of renaming places like Bombay going back to Mumbai, which is supposedly the name of the village where the Portuguese showed up. And I like both, I suppose. Likewise, in Ireland, there's not an example of this. We do that. But, you know, look in Ireland. I'm about as Indigenous Irish as it comes. Okay, probably some Cambro-Norman, Anglo-Norman stock, Norwegian or Danish or whatever. But there are very, very few people in Ireland say, all my ancestors were in Ireland before 1169, before Strongbow came over or whatever. But then there were Danes even before that. We have no Danish ancestry whatsoever. At that point, we'd be Indigenous. But there were various waves of immigration and or invasion before the Gael. So not sure quite how far we have to go. But as I say, people pretend as though colonialism beginnings of 1492. Right. So yes, look at what indigenous peoples have achieved and applaud their accomplishments, celebrate their culture like in Australia, the didgeridoo, clothing, you know, architecture, what the Aztecs or the Mayan people were able to build, the Olmec people were able to build, or the Inca culture and so on, their music, their cuisine, their dancing, their forms of writing in some cases. So yeah, all that's valuable, their couture. And yeah, that should be honored. I'm not against any of that. But then we can't have cultural appropriation. If you're not of that ethnicity, you're not allowed to borrow it. Well, that's preposterous. Come on. We've got to have a bit of mix and gathering. It'd be wrong to say, well, you know, non-Indigenous people, they follow some European mores in terms of clothing or cooking or whatever, or language or architecture or science and technology. Nothing wrong with that. Bit like saying if you're not Chinese, you can't have printing. Well, that'd be preposterous. Or you're not allowed to use gunpowder in any form or astronomy because they came up with it. So that is the UN People's Day. And I realize sometimes people's heritage was dishonored, and that's wrong. So we mustn't look down on that. All cultures have got some worthwhile means and probably some less worthwhile means and things like that, indigenous languages. Okay, so we don't want to suppress, ignore, or despise these things like, you know, Maori mythology. But obviously, we shouldn't suggest that's on a par with evolution or something like that, or what actually the actual formation of the earth. So you could appreciate it as literature without pretending it's science, because this can go rather too far decolonizing the curriculum. What do you think? And remembering in Peru way back in 2003, them flying some Inca flag or people dressing up as Incas, emphasizing all that. Many Americans or white or maybe not white will tell you they're part Indian, as in they have some Native American ancestry. And all right, that's maybe worth mentioning, something to be proud of. Right, thanks for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, PayPal, George Callan 7 at gmail.com, and ensure that you honor autochthonous peoples.